Ag Ventures Trivia during the South Dakota State Fair. Ag Ventures Trivia is sponsored by South Dakota Farmers Union. You could win an all-day carnival wristband and grandstand tickets daily. You just go to the South Dakota Farmers Union booth in the Expo Building each day of the fair for a new ag question. You post your answer on our Tiger 95 Facebook page to win. Play Ag Ventures and win during the South Dakota State Fair. Ag Ventures Trivia brought to you by South Dakota Farmers Union.
We're gonna win, Twins, we're gonna score. We're gonna win, Twins, watch that baseball soar. Crack out a home run, shout a hip hooray. Cheer for the Minnesota Twins today.
Minnesota Twins continue their weekend interleague series at Target Field with the St. Louis Cardinals. Game coming up tonight, pregame at 5:30, first pitch 6:10. Twins baseball on Dakota Sports.
Hi, this is Danny Gladden, and you're listening to Dakota Sports on KOKK, your home for Twins baseball.
Used to dream about buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill. Losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps, running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world where my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. Chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. Thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in houses.
The South Dakota State Fair is the place to meet friends and family Labor Day weekend. Enjoy six stages of entertainment, fair food, shopping, livestock shows, the carnival, and a great lineup of entertainment at the grandstand. Buy your gate admission in advance to save money and time. Tickets are on sale now at sdstatefair.com. Experience the South Dakota State Fair, where friends and family meet, August 28th through September 2nd in Huron.
We'll see you there.
Come on! What's up, y'all? It's Fitz, the guy who plays the hits from the Country Top 40. And in case you missed us last weekend, it was Nate Smith who had the number one song in country music with Bulletproof. Can Nate make it 2 weeks in a row? He's got a lot of competition. Anything can happen. We'll see you this weekend for all the hits on the Country Top 40 with Fitz right here.
This weekend on Dakota Country KOKK.
Gotta find her. I don't smoke, but she does when she drinks. So I gotta light her. I like whiskey, she likes tequila. So I take one of both. Just in case she walks in, I'll be good to go. She only dances to cowboy songs. Loves to get lost in a moment. She comes alive when the neon's on. Don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I
Minnesota Twins are a different brand of baseball.
Base hit into right field. 12 hits in a row. Wow.
Swings and hits this ball a mile. Deep left field, headed for the second deck. A missile of a home run for Byron Buxton.
Soda summer won't last forever, so come down to Target Field and experience a different brand of baseball.
Lock in postseason priority with the playoff push plan and cheer on your Minnesota Twins. Get your plan today at twins.com/playoff push.
It's that time of year once again, the South Dakota State Fair subscription special from the Huron Daily Plainsman. Subscribe or renew your subscription to the Plainsman for 1 year and receive 4 gate admission tickets to the South Dakota State Fair. Call the Plainsman at 605-353-7401 or stop down 49 3rd Street Southeast in Huron. Previous payments do not apply. Prepaid only. Deadlines 5 p.m. on Friday, August 30th. We'll see you at the South Dakota State Fair.
The Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Gross has him locked in. Official taking a close look at it, trying to get the pin to go to state. There it is! Moses Gross win by far in the semifinals. He's back in the state championship.
Left side, Davis will pop it to the corner. Davis with the kill.
Huron at match point.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Huron's got 4 seconds to work with. Hill 9 weaves through traffic. Shot off at the buzzer. Caught it! Hilton Hines beats the buzzer. Long rebound out. Elwine has it with 5-4 to go. And he'll dunk it to end it. McNeil back in now. First and 10, wants the pass. Looking. Throws deep. He's got a man wide open. Lion Decker. Touchdown. He took a shot and caught it.
The new season of the Huron Tigers on Tiger 95 begins Tuesday, August 27th, volleyball at T Area, and Friday, August 30th, football at Yankton.
Your home for Huron Tiger wrestling, volleyball, basketball, and football is 1340 KIJV. We're Tiger Radio.
Such emptiness. I've had it made, I must confess. I've had you, I've never been alone. So keep in mind, I'm a little green. Yeah, this is all so new to me, but I'm learning as you go.
Hi, this is Phelan Stahl with Action Realty's weekly real estate review. This week we have a brand new listing on the market. It is located at 965 Idaho Avenue Southeast in Huron. This is a four-bedroom, four-bathroom home, has over 2,100 square foot. It has a detached double-heated garage. It's 28 by 24. Also has a detached 18 by 12 single garage. This home has been remodeled from the studs, basically. It has spray foam insulation on the foundation. That is very efficient year-round. It has brand new granite countertops, a new kitchen. The primary suite, the master suite, has a beautiful master bathroom with a nice sized tiled shower. And also, this property has a fenced yard and it's beautifully landscaped. Also in the back is very unique. It has what's called artificial turf. That's right, no mowing. So you can enjoy this turf. It's low maintenance, pretty much just blow it off, and it looks great. Check this one out. It's priced at $298,000 at 965 Idaho Avenue Southeast in Huron. Next listing I'd like to spotlight is located in the country, about 20 miles from Huron, and this is all blacktop road to get there. It's located at 21720 413th Avenue, Iroquois, South Dakota. It is a four-bedroom, two-bathroom, has a detached double garage, also has a huge workshop. It was built in 1923. Lots of trees. It has over 23 acres. This is a beautiful property to check out. Be beautiful for horses or any kind of animals that you'd like to raise. Located at 21720 413th Avenue. It's priced at $545,000. Next listing I like to spotlight is at 1920 McDonald Drive. This is a five-bedroom, three-bathroom, attached double garage, over 3,700 square foot, built in 1967. It is a very nice property, has a nice deck and patio area, just a lot of updates with the kitchen, floor coverings, and whatnot. 1920 McDonald Drive, priced at $379,000. Then we have our twin homes at 1126, 1132, and 1110 Lampy Court. These are twin homes, brand new construction, three bedroom, two bathrooms in each unit, priced at $350,000. If you'd like to see these or any others, please give us a call at 605-352-5100 or stop by the office at 1640 Dakota Avenue South in Huron. Thank you and have yourselves a great weekend.
A heat advisory begins at 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon and continues until 8 p.m. tomorrow night. Slight chance of rain showers today, otherwise mainly clear skies. Daytime high is approaching 89. Winds out of the southeast 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 73. From the South Dakota State Lottery Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vuchitsky on KOKK. Right now, it's 70 degrees.
More country music. More country music.
KOKK.
Whiskey's gonna ease my mind. Beach towel dress on the drying line. Do I remind you of your daddy in his 88 Ford? Labrador hanging out the passenger door. The sand from your hair is blowing in my eyes. Blame it on the beach, grown men don't cry. Do you remember that beat down basement couch? I'd sing you my love songs and you'd tell me about how your mama ran off and pawned her ring. I remember everything. A cold shoulder, a closing time. You were begging me to stay till the sun rose. Strange words come on out of a grown man's mouth when his mind's broke. Pictures and passing time, you only smile like that when you're drinking. I wish I didn't, but I do remember every moment on the nights with you.
You're drinking everything to ease your mind.
No, you'll never be the man that you always swore. But I'll remember you singing in that 88th Ward. A cold shoulder, a closing time. You were begging me to stay till the sun rose. Strange words come on out of a grown man's mouth when his mind's broke. Pictures and passing time. You only smile like that when you're drinking. I wish I didn't, but I do. Remember every moment on the nights with you.
Cold shoulder, closing time. You were begging me to stay till the sun rose. Strange words come on out of a grown man's mouth when his mind's broke. Pictures and passing time. You only smile like that when you're drinking. I wish I didn't, but I do. Remember every moment on the nights with you. Vodka and whiskey's gonna ease my mind. Beach towel dress on the drying line. Do I remind you of your daddy in my 88 Ford? Labrador hanging out the passenger door.
Always here to inform you, Dakota Country, KOKK in Huron. With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK. First night for high school football in South Dakota last night. All nine-man teams in Class 11B able to start their seasons. We had a game on the air, kind of your typical first game. A lot of penalties. They had some issues with the lights in Woolsey. We had a little issue getting our broadcast on the air initially, but we did get everything in. Long game last night, but Woolsey Wessington did pick up a 38-22 win over Esteline Hendricks. Caleb Richman had three touchdown passes for the Warbirds. Two to Peyton Rainford, 52 yards on the first play of the scrimmage, and another 16 yards. Rainford added a five-yard run for three touchdowns total. Caleb Richman also had a 42-yard touchdown run. Richman was 9 of 13 passing for 171 yards. Rainford, 104 yards rushing for the Warbirds. Arlington shut out Sunshine Bible yesterday afternoon, 14-0. Woonsocket, Wessington Springs, Sanborn Central pulled away in the second half and defeated Bridgewater Emory Ethan 28-13. Holden Havlick, 296 yards passing and four touchdowns, three in the second half, two to Ryder Mahalik. Other area scores last night, Iroquois Lake Preston notched a win to open the season after a winless season last year, 36-26. They outgunned Wilmot. Corsica Stickney shut out Hitchcock Tulare, 36-0. Redfield played their first ever nine-man game, but it was a tough night. Leola Frederick 60, Redfield 7. Kimball White Lake shut out DeSmit 20-0. And the low-scoring game of the night, a second-quarter safety, was the only scoring in the game. Clark Willow Lake defeated Roncalli 2-0. And that's the rundown of area high school football from last night. Soccer, here on hosting the Rapid City Schools this weekend. Last night it was Rapid City Central at Tiger Stadium. In the girls' game, Rapid City Central shut out Huron 10-0. Huron boys picked up their first win of the season as they defeated Rapid City Central 1-0. Ong Miet had the goal for Huron and Michael Larson five saves as goalie for the Tigers. Huron Tigers had girls tennis in Madison yesterday. Madison Invitational, it's a regular tournament, not a duels like they normally play in the regular season, a regular tournament like they would play in the for the state tournament in October. Did not get all the singles flights completed yesterday, a long day, and had darkness and other factors. So what they did get completed, Ann Hook took first in third flight singles for Huron. Madeline Kleinsaucer was first in the fifth flight. Black Claire Moo placed fourth in the fourth flight singles. Adela Meyer made the championship in six flight singles. That will be completed this morning, as will other singles and then move on to doubles to wrap things up today. So here is a look at the schedule for today. As I mentioned, here on Tiger Girls Tennis at the Madison Invitational, mainly doubles today, although they do have some singles flights to complete. Soccer, Huron continues the Rapid City weekend at home. Rapid City Stevens will play at Tiger Stadium today, girls followed by the boys. Also, boys soccer today, James Valley Christian is at Vermilion, and that's the rundown of our local schedule. Minnesota Twins opened up a long homestand last night. They have the St. Louis Cardinals at Target Field for the weekend. Twins just couldn't get anything going in offense, and the Cardinals picked up the win. With the recap, here's Chris Atterbury.
Well, the Twins on a Friday night welcomed in the St. Louis Cardinals with designs on kicking off their long homestand with a bang. And it started off great guns as David Fester retired the first seven that he saw. And the Twins were all over Andre Pallante in the first couple of innings. In fact, first and third, one out in the first. Double play ended that threat. They loaded the bases with one out in the second, only got one run. And boy, that's when the game changed. In the third inning, the Cardinals tied it, and then the Twins got a two-out single from Ryan Jeffers and had no way of knowing that would be the last base hit they'd have in the game and the last base runner they'd have until the ninth inning. By then, it was too late because Lars Nootbaar and the Cardinals jumped all over Fest in the fourth.
Line down a right field line. That's going to score two. That's off the bat of Nootbaar. He's going to get into second base with a double, and the Cardinals now lead 3-1.
Short start for Festa, went just 3 2/3. He ends up taking the loss. Long night for Twins relief corps. Jorge Alcala gave up a home run. Trevor Richards struggled with his command. He was touched for a couple of late runs. But the real story was the Twins offense, as at one point in time, it was 16 in a row retired before a leadoff walk to Matt Wallner in the ninth inning. And the Twins end up falling in the ballgame by the score of 6-1. With Cleveland losing, Kansas City winning, the Twins now in third place in the division. Two back of Cleveland, one back of Kansas City after a 6-1 loss on your home for Twins baseball.
Twins look to get things back in the right direction. Game two of the series, Pablo Lopez will get the start for the Twins tonight. Pregame at 5:30, first pitch 6:10 here on KOKK. Go to Sports Saturday coming up this morning. We'll visit with Josh Lean, back as head volleyball coach for the Huron Tigers. Tigers open their season Tuesday at the newest member of the ESD, a T area. We'll hear from Hayden Hooks, head football coach. Woolsey Wessington had the Warbirds on the air last night as they open their season with a win. And we'll hear a little more about some of the things that we're looking ahead of with Dr. Dan Swarto, South Dakota High School Activities Association, some different subjects of interest as well. That's our Dakota Sports Saturday show, and that will be coming up at about 8 minutes after 8 o'clock this morning. With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Good morning. First up, Dakota Sports Saturday. We talk Woolsey Wessington football. Hayden Hooks back as head coach of the Warbirds. Opened their season last night with a 38-22 win over Esteline Hendricks. The Warbirds come back with a solid core, a lot of seniors, a lot of guys back that have played football
for the Warbirds as well. And Coach Hook says you could see that this team was gelling already here during summer workouts, and that a big senior class has pretty much taken the lead for the team.
It was really good. We have a big senior class this year, and they did a good job of getting everybody there and being there themselves and pushing everybody. Really, as coaches, we didn't really have to say much because they were taking control.
Looking at the roster, you're not kidding. You do have a big senior class, so you would expect, I'm sure, the leadership should take care of itself.
Yeah, it is nice. It's nice to see these guys as the older guys now. A lot of them have been playing for a long time, so hopefully our experience will help us throughout the season.
Well, looking at your personnel, nice to have Caleb Richman back at quarterback. Of course, his brother Moshe is out there wide, but can run the ball as well. But really, as I remember, you're really been kind of a ground-oriented guy anyway.
Yeah, you know, we've kind of been running the same offense for a while now. You know, we're going to be a run-first team, but with Caleb at quarterback, that gives us a lot of opportunity, and Moshe split out wide, that gives us a lot of opportunity to pass the ball as well. But our identity is running the ball, so that's our goal, I guess, every week.
I see so many names I recognize from last year. Looks like you have a lot of athleticism. We've touched on your good number of seniors that are out for football this year. I imagine the goals are going to be set pretty high. I know 9A is very tough this year, but I suppose those guys are setting the bar pretty high for themselves.
You know, everybody has the same goal every season of playing in that last game and winning your last game, but our seniors, you know, they were the young guys when we've won that last game, and I think the expectation is pretty big for them. They're excited. They put in the work. We're just excited to get on the field and play.
And as we look ahead on your schedule, boy, there's just not a lot of nights off this season. Parkston, defending champion. Gregory has always been a power. There's a lot of very good Platte Geddes. There's a lot of good, solid opponents to play this year.
Yeah, for sure. Our conference is very, very good. But we like it. You know, you're battle-tested at the end of the season, going into the hoping you make the playoffs, and you should be battle-tested and ready to go going into the playoffs with a tough schedule like that.
So Woolsey-Wessington 1-0. They next travel to Dubrook, staying in that Dakota Valley Conference. Dubrook, the 9A runners-up from last year. But they come in 0-1 after a loss last night, so Warbirds off to a good start this season. We will preview here on Tiger Volleyball. Josh Lean, after a one-year sabbatical, is back as head coach of the Tigers. We'll visit with Coach Lean next on Dakota Sports.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Go with Coach Lean in 3, 2, and 1. We are back on Dakota Sports Saturday, and we're going to preview here on Tiger Volleyball. Tigers open up their season Tuesday at T Area, who's newly minted into the ESD. We'll get to that coming up. But Coach Lean, back after a one-year sabbatical and his what ended up being his final year in the military. And I guess, Coach, we knew that was coming last year. I know you had a plan once that year was over, and you retired.
You're in a whole new world here.
I'm absolutely in a whole new world. So it's kind of, you know, I left right almost mid-season, we'll call it end of the season, 2 years ago, headed out to Rapid professionally, right? Worked out there during the week, came home to Huron on the weekends. Really was kind of curious. I'll be honest, I'm not real sure. I knew at that time what my family was going to do. I knew we really felt that Huron was the place we wanted to land. But we as a family took us a lot of reflecting and a lot of praying to figure out if did we was there life after the Army, as they say, right? And so the military's been good to me for a long, long time, and we weren't really sure we were ready for that to end from a family financial stability kind of situation. And the reality is, I knew when last summer came and went. Not this current one, but the one previous, that when my family decided we were sticking to Huron and we weren't going to move out and start school out in the hills, I knew that we were destined to stick around here. And so, yeah, a lot of new changes. You know, one, for my family, having dad home, that's kind of a thing. Of course, your to-do list at home, your honey-do list, if you will, never really runs out, but mine is kind of stacked up over time. So I've got plenty, certainly, to keep me busy and trying to just be involved in things that I missed over the last couple. And really, we say year, and that was true from a volleyball perspective, but it was really closer to two on a calendar. I left right at the end of one season, came home right at the beginning of this summer, so it was 19, 20 months, whatever it happened to be. And so you just miss a lot. You miss a lot with kids, you miss a lot with your own family, and then you miss a lot of volleyball. So, so change from them, or change for them of me being home, and then change for me professionally, you know, hanging up my boots, my uniform in May, and then putting on your, you know, your slacks and your collared shirt, teaching sixth grade science this year, which is truly just re-energized me a little bit, a new career, you spend almost 30 years, 28 and a half years in the Army, and you got some confidence to you. You know what's going on, right? You're in a leadership position. And you hang that up to go into a classroom and just be completely in a new environment, right? You're a little unsure. You got 11 and 12-year-olds using technology that you didn't use when you were in the classroom 20 years ago. And so so we've got that to contend with, right? Now, we haven't even talked about volleyball, right? So I come back to a new roster, a new lineup, kids who have never really played for me before, right? So it was almost like starting over, even though I've been in the program. I was in the program for 4 years, two as the sophomore coach, two as the varsity coach, a year away and back. All of these kids are brand new to Coach Lean. Coach Lean's brand new to all of these kids. So even though we know who each other is, living the life inside of the huddle, inside of the timeouts, inside of the locker room is all brand new. So you, an understatement when you say we're into new things and it's a change. So I'm re-energized and I'm really kind of excited. But it is good to be home, both from a family perspective and a professional perspective. And I look forward to settling in, if you will, to these changes.
So let's go to volleyball, because like you said, we haven't really talked about that. I watched practice on Friday, and first things first, you got a lot of girls out for volleyball, and that's good.
I do have a lot of girls out for volleyball. So we've got a full gym. We got reps happening everywhere. We're fighting for net space. All of that is really exciting. So for the first time that I can remember, so I don't want to dig back into the history books and be wrong here, but for the first time that I can remember, we're legit going to be able to play five games a night, right? A separate freshman B team from a freshman A team, a sophomore roster, a JV, and a varsity. And so we're going to get a lot of kids, a lot of reps. We're trying to fight those reps into practice here at the arena with three courts that just have balls going all the time. And so we've seen an increase in our younger kids coming out to play, which is super exciting. Our club is filling up at that age. In the off season, our school ball is filling up, and so we really look forward to being able to travel out to Rapid City and giving their freshman B teams an opportunity to play. Traveling into Sioux Falls, giving freshman B teams an opportunity to play, because we've got a big enough roster now to facilitate that. So that's really exciting.
So as varsity goes, you do have, I was counting basically about four girls back that were full-time varsity players last year. One of those is coming off a major injury. Only two of those four played all the time, Libero and Hilton Hines, and then Allie Davis played all around for most of the season last year. Sam McMorrodeth, a veteran at the net, and then Maddie Juergens, the one coming off the injury, but she's been cleared ready to go. That's a good quartet to lead you.
That is a good and excellent leadership quartet, to be honest. I'm mostly excited about Maddie, right? Maddie has a serious injury during basketball, really spends all of the offseason focused on rehab and just being super aggressive in trying to get herself back for this year. When her and I had a conversation after she had gotten hurt back in the winter, if you would have told me that she'd have been cleared at the beginning of volleyball season, I would have said wishful thinking, right? But I've also learned that you don't get to count Maddie Juergens out, because if she said if she's told there's a chance, she's going to find it. And so she really busted her tail. She's only been cleared for a couple weeks. I mean, officially cleared for a couple weeks. And so we were really excited to get her back into drills full time, live reps. We spent some extra time in the gym with her to get those reps in. She missed her offseason, right? She missed her offseason in basketball. She missed her offseason in volleyball. And going into her senior year, that's tough to do. So we're just really trying to catch her eyes and her eyes and her body up to the reps that she's short based on some of her teammates, because she's a fighter and she wants to fight her way into the lineup. So you're right. I'm really excited for her. Now, when we start talking about the other three, Sam's going to be back in the same position she was last year. She's going to be that middle blocker that we're going to need to figure out ways to get the ball to. She's going to be undersized on a lot of AA courts as far as height goes. But as far as speed, agility, guts, we're really trying to – she's tough. She's a tough kid. We're really trying to let her gritty style of play lead us that way. Allie, I watched Allie grow a lot last year. Now, I say watched. I watched a lot of film last year. And so certainly from Rapid City, and I might have been the loudest cheerer from a long ways away. But I watched her grow a lot last year from a young sophomore starter into a what I would call a confident kid. And when she's playing that confidently, and we're going to need to lean on her. Mostly three rotations last year. She came out in the back row. This year we're going to ask her to play six. We're going to increase her responsibility most of the time. I also have to realize when she gets to about her 90th jump of the night, I'm going to have to think about management of her legs a little bit. But we really are going to increase her responsibility this year and lean on her, and saving Hilton for last because she's really at a steady off season. You know, the more balls we can figure out how to funnel to her, the more touches she gets, the better off we are going to be. And she's learning how to be a little bit more vocal on the court as a leader, a kid that we're going to rely on, you know, pulling kids out of the gutter when they're not playing well, and just being that vocal leader on the floor. I've kind of given her the freedom to, and I'm trying to encourage her to be that kid. But if our block and can take away part of the floor, and we can put her where they're most likely to hit it, we're going to have a lot of chances to win volleyball games against decent teams because we've just got to get the ball in her hands.
Can talk with Josh Lean back as head volleyball coach for the Huron Tigers. A couple other girls I'll mention too. He had Chloe Cara, missed all of last year. She just struggled with injuries, but hopefully she's up ready to go. Alexis Ziegeldorf, Aurora Dreyer had their moments in the front row last year. And then Jency Gergen didn't get a lot of varsity time, but she's going to step into that sitting role. So, you know, those are girls you're asking to take the next step now.
Yeah, they absolutely are. So, now I have to keep those girls in mind and kind of keep my thoughts straight. But when I think about Chloe, I think she has done. She was obviously ahead of Maddie in the recovery process with some of those injuries she sustained last year. But her work ethic didn't fall far from the car tree. Certainly with Sarah, really helping her get in the gym and getting her some extra reps and just working on some of the strength to try to increase. But, you know, she's the only kid that we're going to call 6 foot right now. I think she needs shoes on to hit that 6 foot mark, but we'll call her 6 foot. So we really need her to play big in big moments because she's going to get the tough matchups, right? We're going to try to get her hands in front of some of the better hitters in AA volleyball. And so we're going to try to give her that task, and that's going to be a tall task. And not to mention defensively, we're really starting to work her in offensively into some quick sets and some misdirection stuff. And we want to get her in the air when the ball's in the air and see if she can't be productive for us offensively. And we've up until now, we've kind of wore her out, you know, this last week. And Friday, you know, mentally was kind of the end of our preseason where we lifted heavy. We got, you know, we jumped like crazy during practice and we kind of wore them out. And now we're going to we're recovering them this weekend. We're going to have a pregame practice on Monday. And I'm excited to see Chloe on the varsity volleyball court playing against T. I think she's going to be a big contributor to us being in that volleyball match and having a chance to win. Jensi, you mentioned Jensi as the setter. She's going to step into that role. She is certainly going to be a David to the other Goliath, because at the end of the day, she's undersized, not from a back row setting perspective, but certainly if we're going to ask her to set all the time, she's certainly going to be undersized at the net. A way we can kind of combat that a little bit at the net is that we've always got an opportunity to bring in a hitter to take her place, to kind of be a blocking specialist. And then, of course, and you didn't mention her, but I'm going to, we've got Reagan Bischoff, the second setter on the depth chart, who's just as good defensively. She's still learning how to, you know, set the varsity tempo. She's still working on connections with our hitters. But I've always got, when Jensi, you know, is really beating us up or getting beat up at the net, because we're going to play some really good hitters in AA volleyball, but when she's struggling, we're going to bring Reagan in the back row to kind of handle some of those reps. But we're going to give Jensi that first go for sure and see if she's up to the task. And but I don't know if any of my blockers are up to, you know, Zacharias and out of Harrisburg and some of those kids, but we'll give it a shot. Aurora looks really good right now. She had a great off season. She's going to play on that opposite pin, that right side with her left hand. That gives us a lot of dynamic opportunities to get her the ball out of system and really force the other team to play defense from pin to pin, which is super exciting because we're going to have Allie on the outside. We're going to have Aurora on the back. And we can really go to either of those two, even when we're not passing well. Out of system, we're going to be able to go to those kids. So you mentioned Z. Z's going to kind of be our utility player, right? So if Jensi's getting beat up in the front row or needs a break in the front row because she's undersized, Z's the one that's probably going to go in and take those reps and just try to get her hands up. She's really blocking well right now. I can use her in the middle. I can use her on the right side. We played her in the outside on the club, so she's just kind of our Swiss Army knife. I can do what I need to with her, and she's ready to go play any of those positions. So I feel really good about the effort level of the kids we've got on the court right now, at least giving us a chance at the end of every match.
And, you know, a lot of the kids, too, and we'll get to those. We got a long season ahead of us here. Yep. Got to wrap it up here. We should mention T area, brand new to the ESD this year for all sports. And I was a little surprised, just, you know, in this day and age with summer ball and J.O. and everything, you really have not crossed paths with T. You're able to watch him at the Summer Slam, but, you know, it's just a little surprising at some point we haven't seen T area.
Yeah, we really haven't. So this is really kind of exciting and actually feeds right into my thought process of preseason volleyball. We really have to spend more time in the preseason focusing on what we need to do to be a good volleyball team on our side of the court, right? Obviously the serve game, the pass game, the connection with our setter, and our hitters being able to mix up their shots. And so if we knew more about T, we would probably be tempted to focus more on them instead of us. And so I'm glad. Now, don't get me wrong. We got a small scouting report, like you said, out of SummerSlam. So I know what – if they're showing their hand at SummerSlam, I know what kind of offense they're going to run. I know I know where the kid we need to stop is going to start. So I've got all of that in my back pocket. But as far as the girls go, they're going to know that going into the match. But I want them to know that T's also got to defend us, right? And so if we're being aggressive, if we're doing everything we need to do, that's going to be really exciting. It would be wrong of me if I don't just mention there's one starter we haven't talked about, Addie Knight, right? So Addie Knight comes over from JVC volleyball. That girl's got some guts. She's going to step into a double-A court. She earned her way into our starting lineup this summer as we played through some of the summer stuff. And we're going to ask her to start the season playing six rotations. Now, that's an elephant. She's going to have to learn how to eat one bite at a time, right? That's a big task. And I know Addie's up for it. I know she's excited about it. I know her teammates are excited to have her on our team. We are prepared with some other kids in the event that the stage gets the lights get a little bright sometimes and I'm not picking on Addie, but right, because every new varsity player's got that moment where the lights are bright and you're not really sure if you're up to the task. But we're lucky on our court because when we spent most of our summers, we went three deep in every position to about every team camp, right? And we talk a lot about iron sharpening iron and us just working hard. And oh, by the way, athletes aren't always good at it, but we want to cheer on our replacement. So when the lights are bright and Addie needs to, or anybody needs to come off the court, take a deep breath, get some water, gather themselves to go back in, you know, be a good enough teammate that we're going to cheer for our replacement until it's our turn to go, and then we're going to go back in and be productive. So I'm really excited about that group. I'm really excited that T's our first matchup because I think we're going to be in a fist fight with T. I hope that it's a 21-21, end of set one, end of set two kind of game because I've really seen some guts out of our kids, and I think if we can keep it close to 20, I don't think there's any way we lose those. So I'm really excited to see our kids play.
Josh Lean, head volleyball coach, back as head volleyball coach for the Huron Tigers. Tigers open their season Tuesday against the newest member of the ESD, T Area Titans. So we'll have our first broadcast out of the T Gymnasium on a Tuesday night over on Tiger 95. As I've said, it is the beginning of the new sports year for South Dakota high schools. A lot of interesting information on some of the things that are happening sooner or later here, or hopefully happening sooner or later here as far as the state goes. We'll hear from Dr. Dan Swartos, South Dakota High School Activities Association Executive Director, next on Dakota Sports.